So I'm kind of curious. I heard the story about this patient, you know, she's the travel issue, but I'm kind of curious how people respond to that randomization. I'm going to guess a lot of people would rather just get treated with protons.
Or their insurance denies it and they get photons. It's a very tough trial to accrue, unfortunately. And I personally have equipoise. As a medical oncologist, I don't really have a preferred approach. And I think the question is important enough that it needs to be addressed in a phase three trial. Remember, we're talking about very expensive technology that requires cyclotron, it requires equipment that's not standardly available.
Yeah, and update me on that in terms of the amount of space that the current proton, you know, setups have. I know initially they were big spaces. Is that still the case?
I believe it's either 2 or 3 football fields to
That's
actually
big.
have sufficient space for the cyclotron. Now, fortunately, where I work at the University of Pennsylvania, the setting is above the former footprint of the Philadelphia Convention Center, and that area was big enough to accommodate this. The one downside, it's very close to a river, the Schuylkill River. And unfortunately, if it rains heavily and there's flooding, there's a real risk that this entire complex, which of course is underground,
Wow.
could get flooded. So it's a little bit unusual. Many proton centers are actually remote from the main cancer centers. The patients have to travel back and forth. Ours is explicitly on site. The patients just go up an elevator to get their chemo.
I thought that now they're moving towards smaller spaces being required, but I don't know too much about that.
Apparently, yes, but I don't know enough about the more recent technology to comment on it intelligently. But at least traditionally, it was a huge amount of space.
Right now, if the patient has insurance, in what situations do you encourage them to do? Is it a different experience for them? Do they go at the same time?
Not really. A little bit more set up in time, but the actual treatments don't take that much longer. So from the patient perspective, it feels very similar.
Are there any clinical situations where you say, hey, you know, if your insurance covers this, maybe we ought to do this?
We frequently end up doing that, and we have a separate in-house study to accommodate those patients who, frankly, decline going on the randomized trial.
That's interesting.